It is not just a reality anymore. Television is now just unscripted lines, screaming matches, and artificial storylines for influencer branding. Where cameras used to follow life, now cameras dictate it. Television evolved from raw, unscripted observation to drama, competition, and celebrity creation. The evolution of reality television has transitioned from early gritty shows like Big Brother to modern influencer-driven shows like Baddies, The Real Housewives, and Love Island. Our world has now been reshaped and altered through the reality of modern television. My name is Kelly Donaldson, and this is Know It All. Most people don't know that the birth of real-life television didn't just start with The Real World, airing on MTV in 1992, or Meet the Kardashians on E! Network in 2007, but started in the late 1940s to 1950s after World War II. Society was interested in seeing real-life dramas rather than scripted acting on television screens. Television networks and programming emerged during the 1950s, and networks like NBC, CBC, and ABC became dominant as popular television shows like sitcoms, drama, and news programs. The first aired sitcom, America's Candid Camera, premiered on ABC. This show was filmed as a small screen adaptation of radio program called Candid Microphone, playing practical jokes on unwitting people of the public and recording their reactions. This show conformed to real-life storylines broadcasting topics of divorce and homosexuality. From this show, later, shows emerged like American Family in 1973, The Family in 1974, and then The Real World in 1992. Many modern-day popular reality television shows have allowed ordinary people to become celebrities and influencers with immediate mass exposure. When people were just looking to get 15 minutes of fame by being on reality television shows, now they are now looking for long-term popularity, fortune, and fame. In addition, celebrities like Sean Puffy Combs, the Kardashians, and even our current president, Donald Trump, leverage reality television to transition from well-established figures in their respective industries to being mainstream celebrity icons. Donald Trump's iconic persona from his reality show, The Apprentice, applied to his 2016 presidential campaign. And who would have thought? He is now serving his second term as the 52nd president of the United States of America. Overall, reality television did not just make celebrities become even more famous, but has democratized celebrities by making it accessible to ordinary people who are willing to share their lives on the screen. Reality television has heavily influenced our culture by shaping social behavior through dramatized and often dysfunctional real-life scenarios. One author from Time Magazine wrote about this influence, stating the obvious that both millennials and Gen Z have grown up expecting to see their identities, values, and struggles represented on their reality television show. The outcomes of the influences have made people in this country more divided, normalizing disloyalty, cruelty, and superficial traits. People are desensitized to privacy by normalizing constant filming, treating life as performances, even during critical situations. Social norms are now altered around conflict and relationships that devalue society, culture, and beliefs. When we look back at the origins of reality television, it was more genuine about social observation and novelty. When conflict happened, it was unmediated and raw, rather than manipulated and edited. The purpose was to explore social issues through unscripted interactions rather than engineered confrontations. The cast were not fame-seeking influencers or media-trained personalities. Cast members showed more genuine human emotions than most people do in everyday situations. Reality television used to be more of a reality than it is now, shaping a false narrative or image. While now reality TV feels more engaging, In fact, reality television producers are even more interested in casting actors to perform a version of themselves only to build a brand as becoming an influencer rather than just filming their lives. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Kelly Donaldson. Thank you to my professor for inspiring me on this podcast. My name is Kelly Donaldson, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check out the show notes for links to my sources, a script, and other good content about reality television, social impact, and influencer culture. Bye for now.